KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A woman is set to appear before the Durban Magistrates Court today for allegedly stealing a baby she was hired to look after. Police say when the mother of the nine-month-old child returned to her Durban home on Saturday afternoon, her son and the nanny were nowhere to be seen. It's alleged when the mother contacted the nanny, the 35-year-old told her she was in Empangeni and didn't give a reasonable explanation why she had taken the baby with her. A case was opened at Durban Central Police Station. KZN SAP spokesperson Paul Magwasa says the childminder was arrested in Empangeni and the baby was found unharmed.
Further investigations into the matter revealed that the suspect had informed her boyfriend that this was their child. The boyfriend has been giving her 2,500 rand monthly to take care of the child's needs.
A KZN-based food price monitor would like to see a 4-5% increase in the minimum wage. The comment comes as the deadline looms for written submissions on the National Minimum Wage Adjustment. It was extended earlier this month to tomorrow. The submissions from members of the public will help inform the report the National Minimum Wage Commission will compile with recommendations for the minister on the lowest amount workers should be paid next year. The current minimum wage is 28.79 per hour. Mervyn Abrahams is with the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group.
And we would recommend to the National Minimum Wage Commission that they continue that trend to bridge the gap that has existed historically between a CPI increase while inflation on working class households outstripped the CPI, which means that households have been getting poorer over a period of time.
Crime Intelligence head Dumisani Khumalo is set to testify at the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry today. As the convener of the KZN Political Killings Task Team, Khumalo is expected to shed light on operational and administrative issues within the police. He's currently out on bail after he was arrested in July in connection with alleged unlawful senior appointments. Forensic investigator Chad Thomas has told ENCA that Khumalo's testimony brings an interesting dynamic, him being accused in a criminal matter.
Although he's going to have to be very careful in terms of his testimony because he can't in any way compromise himself, one must understand that Section 35 of the Constitution gives an accused person certain rights. I'm sure he's going to be very open and transparent about what led to him being arrested and charged and why they were trying to hollow out the specific leadership of crime intelligence.
And finally, South Africa's earned 5 International Emmy Awards nominations, the most ever for an African country in a single year. MultiChoice has secured 4 nominations for shows including documentary School Ties and Catch Me a Killer. Charlotte Hope, who plays Mickey Pistorius in the psychological thriller, is nominated for Best Actress. Playroom Live is also in the running in the Kids Factual and Entertainment category. The winners will be announced in New York on the 24th of November. Back home in KZN, Gauteng says disaster management teams are ready to respond to any emergencies following 2 weather warnings. The SA Weather Service has sent out a yellow level 4 notice for severe thunderstorms in central and northern KZN. Forecasters say we can expect heavy downpours and damaging winds. Then a level 2 alert is in place for the province's southern parts. Durban and Richards Bay, 18 today. Maritzburg, 14. I'm Newswatch's Natarin Dessen.
And here's what's coming up in your sports. The Proteas earn a 4-wicket win over Pakistan in their warm-up as they aim to break their World Cup duck. Kaizer Chiefs slip through to the CAF Confederation's second round after a penalty win against Kabus Corp. And South Africa's Jacques secured his 4th Sunshine Tour win of his career.